Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Zayin in Maseches Gittin. I'm once again zocheh to learn this with you from the north of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the fact that we were here for Shabbos and Sunday is going to help us even in understanding the daf. The north of Eretz Yisrael, for those of you who have seen ahead for in the daf, I'll leave it as a trivia question. Where does the geography of the north of Eretz Yisrael come into play in today's daf and Ayin Zayin and Maseches Gittin? Another beautiful thing that happened is that there is an online Talmud that has been in the past in touch with me, Yoram, and he told me that he was just started the Daf Yomi and he was listening, and he was very surprised that it turns out that I was staying in his neighborhood up here in Avnei Eitan. So maybe Bezocha to learn much Torah together. We still didn't get to see each other, but Be'ezer Hashem, you know, whether one is able to see each other or not, to be able to learn Torah together creates a special, special bond. That's a special kiyum. I did have another communication with someone else halfway across the world in terms of what daf number we are up to, and Be'ezer Hashem, I'll share that with you for the future. That's enough of non-Gemara talk. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Our daf, 7-8 lines from the top on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Kisvu Utnu Get Le'ishti. On Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to be commenting on the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we had learned on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, in terms of the halachos of somebody who instructed that a get be given to his wife after 12 months. So let's take a look at three lines into the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says as follows, Kisvu tnu get le'ishti. If in a case of we're going back a few words, Imlo basi mikan va'adud beis chodesh, if I don't come back within 12 months, Kisvu tnu get le'ishti, then write a get and give it to my wife. So here, the sofer didn't follow the rules, because kasvu get besoch yud beis chodesh. He had said, seemed to say that he wanted the get written after 12 months, but the get was written within 12 months. V'nasnu l'achar yud beis chodesh, so then eino get, because he had instructed the get to be written after 12 months. Similarly, says the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, we're going to discuss the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees. Kisvu tnu get l'ishti im lo basi mikan ad yud beis chodesh. If he says, write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come within 12 months, and kisu besoch yud beis chodesh v'nasl acher yud beis chodesh. They actually wrote it within the 12 months, but they gave it to him after 12 months. So ain't a get. It's not a get according to Tanakhama, again, because you didn't follow the instructions. The tzivui habal, which is critical in get, was that to write the get after yud beis chodesh. For some reason, Rabbi Yossi Omer, because that get, Rabbi Yossi says that in such a case, it's a get. So our Gemara, what we're going to pick up with is about 10 lines in on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is going to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Amar le Rabbi Yemar le Ravashi. Rabbi Yemar has a hard time understanding Rabbi Yossi's Shita, so he posits to Ravashi quite a chiddush in Rabbi Yossi, which ultimately the Gemara is going to reject and give another explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Lema kasav Rabbi Yossi kasav get al tnai kosher. That Rabbi Yossi holds that even if the get was given with a condition, even if you didn't fulfill the tnai, says Rashi, because at the end of the day he commanded the get to be given after 12 months, nevertheless, at the end of the day, we ignore the tnai. Now that would be a massive chiddush to ignore the tnai, but the Gemara suggests we can't understand Rabbi Yossi any other way. Says the Gemara, loy, loy, lemeim lecha pasul. Really, if you have a tnai and the tnai is not fulfilled, it's pasul. Vashani hacha, but here it's different. Midahavale lemeimar imloy basi kisvu utnu. If the formulation of the husband, that we would have taken it into consideration, that he only wants to get to be written after 12 months, isn't a case if he first says, I didn't come. What does that mean he didn't come? 12 months have passed and he hasn't come. Imlo basi, kisvu tnu. So then write it and give. Va'amar. But what did he say? Kisvu tnu imlo basi. Write and give if I don't come. So the fact that he puts kisvu tnu before imlo basi, So then, in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. Hachi kamar, and this is what he's saying. Kisvu me'achshav, you could write already within the 12 months. Utnu im lo basi, and then give it if I don't come. V'rabbanan, but the Rabbanan disagree. Lo shnahachi v'lo shnahachi. The Rabbanan don't deduce such a thing from the language of the husband. You can't be medayik whether he said im lo basi before kisvu utnu or after. Now the Gemara goes on to clarify some halachos im lo basi la'acher. If a person says, if I don't come after in a period of time, so what qualifies as after that period of time? We'll explain as we see the braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, la'achar shavua. If he says, if I don't come back after the cycle of seven. So, in other words, he's referring to Shemitah. So the Gemara says, shana. What that means when he says la'achar shavua is we wait a full year. The period of achar shmita is the eighth year. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we're continuing some halachas. Just this Shabbos, I asked my wife if she thought the potatoes have kedushas shviyas, because still during the eighth year qualifies as shmita, and maybe the halach is la'achar shavua shana. What the Gemara is saying is the eighth year la'achar shana. What if a person says after a year? It means chodesh, a year and a month. La'achar chodesh, what about after a month? Shabbos. That means a month plus a Shabbos. And over here, the word Shabbos doesn't mean the day of Shabbos, the way we use it today, but rather it means a week. La'achar Shabbos mai. What happens if a person says, if I'm going to come back, the get is going to be chal if I don't come back, after a week, after Shabbos. So when does that Shabbos end? Yasa Rabbi Zera Kamedu Rabbi Yassi. Va'amri lo Rabbi Yassi Kamedu Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Rabbi Zera in front of Rabbi Yassi. Some say it was Rabbi Yassi was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan with Ka'amar. And they were saying, Chad b'shaba v'trei v'tlosa basar Shabsa. When it comes to Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, those go after the past Shabbos. Arba v'chamsha umali Shabsa kamei Shabsa. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're included with the next Shabbos. And therefore, if a person says it's not going to be a get if I don't come back before the Shabbos, that means he has up until Tuesday to come back. I come from Amshinover Chasidim, and it was not like this by my Zaydis, but the present Amshinover Rebbe Shlita, he keeps Shabbos really, really, really late. I think he would not be recording the Daf Yomi now. He keeps Shabbos until Tuesday. And this is one of the Mekoros. This comes up also in Maseches Shabbos as well, that the Shabbos continues up until Tuesday. That has Nafkaminas, of course, in Hilchos Havdalah, if a person forgot Havdalah. Tanya Rebbe Yom, la'achar ha-regel. What if he says he's going to come back after Regel? Shloshim Yom. He gets 30 days after the Regel. So if he says, if I don't come back after regal, means the regal plus 30 days. Nafik Rabbi Chia, Darsha Mishmei de Rebbe, v'kalsua. When Rabbi Chia went out and he quoted this halacha in the name of Rebbe, then he was praised. Mishmei de Rabbe v'lo kalsua. But when he said it in general and not in the name of Rebbe, then he wasn't praised. Alma Lesle Hilchasa Kavasei. And the reason why he wasn't praised when he said it is Stam Halacha is because the Chachamim actually feel that the Halacha is not this way. And therefore, if he was Stam teaching in the name of Rebbe, fine, very nice. But if he's saying it's Stam, so then we don't Paskin that way. And therefore, they did not praise him. And what comes out then is that the Maskana is that La'acha Regel doesn't mean Shloshim Yom. And that becomes a question, what is the amount of time la'achar harego? So there is a big discussion in the Rush and the Ramban. Some suggest that's 15 days after the regel, and that gets involved also with the halachos of how long it would take for people to get back after the regel, which of course gets involved with when do we begin saying Ashiv haruach umorid hagoshem. Okay, Hadran Alach Mishach, so Baruch Hashem, we've concluded the seventh parak, and we begin a very beautiful parak, a very lamdash parak, which pulls together many halachos, and the focus of parak Hazayrik is the halachos of how and when a woman acquires her get to become divorced. Zok de elegi mishnah, zari get li ishtai. If a man throws a get to his wife, vihi besoich besa, and she's inside of her house, o besoich chatzera, or her chatzer, harezo migureshes, she is divorced. Rashi explains that her chatzer acquires it as if it was put into her hand, and the Gemara is going to spell out how that works. Zarku lo besoch beso besoch chatzera. If he throws it to her, into her house or to her chatzer, afilu hu ima bamita, even if she is with him in the bed, eina migureshes, then they're not divorced. Of course, the difference between the two is that's besoch beso, it's into his house, or into his chatzer. So then, in such a case, even if she's with him, they're not going to be divorced. L'soch cheka, o l'soch kalsa, harezu migureshes. If it's thrown into her lap, or into her basket, then in such a case, she is going to be divorced. Now, Rashi does not explain how kalsa is kona, how cheka is kona, and that will be a discussion later on in the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, minohani mili. How do we know? Now, what's the Gemara's question? Minani lili. How do we know that kinyan chatzer works for get? Ditan rabbanan. The rabbanan tov v'nasam biyada enli elo yod gaga chatzer v'karfif minayin. What? How do we know that if the roof or the courtyard or the karpef is an area around her house, is kona talmud lomar v'nasan mikol makom. Any type of nesina is going to work. The Tanya Nami Hachim, we also learned in a Braisa, Gabe Ganav, in reference to someone who steals, when is he Kona? Yodo. We know that his Yad is going to be Kona. En liel Yodo, Gago v'chatzero, v'karfif ha-minayin, Talmud lomar hi matzei ti matzei. The Torah Kedosha says, in regards to a Ganav, im hi matzei ti matzei v'yodei ha-gneva. Why the Lashon hi matzei ti matzei? If it will be found, and the double lashon of found, mikol makom. So in any case, in other words, if it's found in any area of his possession, including gago, chatzero, vikar, fifo. Utsricha, and we need both mikoros. We need a makar for ganev, and we need a makar for isha, forget that in both cases, the gago, chatzero, kafifo are kone. Diash meaning get, because if it would only say get, mishum de bal karcha migrisha. Since she could be divorced, Bal Karcha, maybe then there's Xeris Hakosov that Gago is also Kone. Aval Ganev de Leise, Bal Karcha, someone cannot steal against his will. He has to decide to steal. E Maloi, Viash, meaning Ganev Mishum de Konse Rachmana. Maybe it comes to Ganev, the Torah is going to be Machmir on him. The Torah is going to be Machmir, he's going to Kone every way. Aval Get, but when it comes to Get, E Maloi. Maybe in such a case, E Maloi. So when does the Torah is looking out to chase after the ganav, make life difficult for him. So since the Torah is going out of its way, and they're going after him, so then even gago chatzer will be kone. But get, maybe not tzricha, so we need both cases. Asks the Gemara a new question. Chatzera? You're going to say that she has a chatzer to acquire the get, but there's a problem. Masha konsa isha kana baila. Whatever a woman acquires goes to her husband. So here she's got this chatzer, but she can't acquire something independent of her husband. Because of a rule, masha konsa isha kana baila. Rashi goes out of his way to say that the Baal has rights to the peiros of everything that a woman is entitled to, and therefore the get hasn't entirely left the rishus of the Baal. Rashi is emphasizing that there is some type of possessions that a woman has, and therefore Rashi tweaks the simple reading of the Gemara and says the get hasn't entirely left the hand of the Baal. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'kaisiv lo dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsaich. He wrote beferish to the woman that he doesn't have anything in her nechasim. In other words, he's not entitled to any of the peros, and therefore she has full
Bailus of Chatzar asks the Gemara, V'chi kasav lahachin may have it? And if he writes that, that's enough. V'hatanya, but didn't we learn? That's a discussion whether dinu dvarim is effective. Ha'oymeh l'chaver dinu dvarim ainli. Asad azuv ainli esik bav yadim misulakes himenu lo amar klum. Dinu dvarim is not enough of a statement to that to affect the removal of Bailus. Rashi explains on the first wide line that in order for for the owner to remove his bailus, is he needs to write a full lashon matana. Dinu dvarim is not enough. Amri devei Rabbiani. Rabbiani answers bekaisiv lava ode rusa ukidravuna. Rabbiani answered that dinu dvarim at times works when, if it was written when she was still an arusa, kiderav kahana, damrav kahana, nachla haboloi l'adam mimakom acher, I adam masna leh shelo yirashena. The expression of nachla haboloi l'adam, Rashi explains, is mimakom acher, is that an individual got a yerusha, but not from the Torah. In other words, nachla, that a person, let's say, is a son of a father, and he's entitled to yerusha, that's coming l'adam from a natural place. But what happens if it's mimakom acher, it's not a Yerusha that's min haTorah? So then he can make a statement, a tnai, that he doesn't want to inherit it. Kid Rava, the Amar Rava, ha'aymer i'efshi b'tachones chachamim kigon zu, shemin lay, that if a person says he doesn't want a tachones chachamim, Rashi points out, kigon zu is talking about a different case, and the Gemara will later elaborate what that kigon zu is talking about. But the rule of thumb is that if a person says he doesn't want a takanas chachamim, in such a case, it's not binding. So the Gemara now clarifies, my kigon zu kidrav huna amarav, damarav huna amarav, yichol isha shetayomar lebailo. This appears in Ksubis Anun Chesam Abeis, a woman could say to her husband, "Eini nizenis ve'eini oisa," that she, there's a takana midrabanan that we have mizenis tachas maisi yadayim. Where I always say mem for mem and pay for pay. For in the relationship between a husband and a wife, there really, min haTorah, there isn't a chiyuv for a husband to support his wife. However, Chazal made a takana, again, on behalf of the woman, that she gets mizonos. However, Chazal Ki'ilu wanted to compensate in their process of protecting the woman. They didn't want a revolt from the men. The way it worked in the Takanas Chazal is the exact opposite, that you would get the impression in terms of feminist writings. And that is that Chazal were constantly out to help the woman, and they were afraid of a revolt from the men, that Chazal were helping the women too much. So Chazal wanted the woman to be protected, that she should always be supported by her husband, whether he thinks she's pretty or whether he doesn't. In all cases, the Rabbanan said he has to give her mizonos. To compensate, to protect from, if you will, I'm saying this slightly tongue-in-cheek, but nevertheless, to protect from revolt from the men, so they said, in its place, we're going to give you her maisei yadayim. However, if the woman says, Amy Nizonis, I don't need your maisei yadayim. I'm a successful lawyer. I'm a successful doctor. Or she was a successful weaver. Whatever it might be. And I don't need your mizonos. So then she could say, since the takana was made on her behalf, Amy Nizonis, ve'eni esa. Similarly, pay for pay. That the halacha is that a husband is entitled to peros, the fruits of a woman's possessions. I'm looking out over here in the Golan at a lemon tree. So the halacha is that even if the wife of the garden owns that lemon tree, she was the one who brought that lemon tree into the marriage. The husband is allowed to eat the peros. He's entitled to the peros. Why? Did Chazal want the husband plucking away at what the wife owns? No. It starts in the other direction. And there's pay for pay. Pay, the other pay, is purkana, to redeem her. That if the woman is taken into captivity, Chazal were mechayev the husband to redeem her. Like we have yukam purkan min shamaya. Purkan, to redeem. So since the husband has a chiyuv to redeem her, Chazal compensated. Again, they didn't want a revolt from the men, so they compensated and they said, you know what? You could take peros from your husband's rushus. your wife's rishus, excuse me. So that's this halacha, if she be takanas chachamim. A woman could say the takana was on my behalf and therefore I don't want it. Similarly, says the Gemara, if the husband said, you know, I like you so much and I don't want this takana on my behalf, the takana of peros, and your rishus is entirely yours, and I'm not going to even have any peros. When he writes, dinu dvarim. So then in such a case, he could say, efshi bitakonas chachomim. Rava Omar, Rava gives the following teretz. Ata yada milo kanya the baal. Rava rejects Rav and Rav Kahana's suggestion, and Rav Yanai's suggestion, that we had in regards to Yefshi B'Takkan Schacham, with this cryptic statement of Yado Milo Kanyulei Labal, which the Gemara will explain shortly. Ella is actually Rava's pshat of how it works, that her chatzar is going to be kona, despite the fact that the Baal has his yad in the chatzar. Ella Gita V'Yado Boin Ke'echad, but rather the get and her yad work simultaneously. Hachanami Gita V'Chatzera Boin Ke'echad. Rava's argument is that the moment in which the get comes into the chatzer, the get is acquired and the chatzer becomes her own to acquire the get. Since the whole process of the get is for the woman to go on her way and be entirely not connected to her husband, and all of the peros of her trees in that chutz are no longer going to go to the Baal. So it happens simultaneously. At one moment, the moment the get hits the ground of the chutzer, the peros are no longer the Baal's, and she gets divorced simultaneously. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Now Ravina explains this line of Rava that says, Atu yada milo kanya le lebal. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Rava yad isha kakashile. What Rava was bothered by is the idea of the yad of the isha. Dinihi dekani le lemaisi yodeha. It's true that the hand of the woman is owned by the Baal for her maisi yodaim. Gufa mi kanile. But is the husband kone his guf? In other words, the way in which yad works is that the woman owns her own hand. The fact that the husband's entitled to her ma'isi yadayim is a particular pri that comes out of her hand. And her guf, he's not konen. And therefore, explains Rashi, Rava was saying the following, and Ravuna was responding, excuse me, Ravina was responding to Rava's argument. Rava, when he said, remember we said we're going to go back and explain this line. Rava said, Atu yada milo kanya labal, ela gita v'yada boin ke'echad. You know how you read Rava? Rava is saying like this, wait a second, how does every get work? The way in which every get work must be the idea of gita v'yada boin ke'echad, because her hand is owned by the husband. The husband has the rights to her hand. So how does every get work? It says v'nasam b'yada. It must be that the logic of the Torah is gita v'yada b'an ke'echad. So now we've answered the other question as well. Gita v'chatzera b'an ke'echad. Retorts Ravina. That's not a raya. When it comes to yad isha, does the husband own the hand of his wife? He doesn't own his hand, her hand. Rather, he has the rights, if you will, to the peros of the ma'isi yadayim. But gufa mi konile. But is he kone the guf? So the way in which yad works is her hand is her own, and her hand could be kone the get. And therefore, says Ravina, you haven't answered Rava the question from Chatzera. Because when it comes to Chatzera, then in such a case, there he's kone, he owns the chatzer, midrabana. Amarle. So Ravashi responds to Ravina to defend Rava. Rava yado evet kakashile. Rava had a particular question from the case of the evet. In a case in which a evet is acquiring his shichrur, so similarly, we learned in the fourth perek that a Baal will put the shtar shichur into the hand of the eved. So lemandamer b'shtar al yidei atzmo yad eved ki yad rabo damya. According to the opinion, it says that you could put it into the hand of the eved. Why don't you say the moment the eved has it put into his hand, it automatically goes back to the master? Elegito v'yado boin ke'echad. So that's what he was referring to. When it comes to eved, gito v'yado boin ke'echad, hachanami gito v'chatzera boin ke'echad. That was the defense that was given for Rava. Okay, we put a big period over here. We have a discussion in the Amorayim exactly how Chatzera works. We had some who said that the way in which we preempt the fact that the husband has the rights to the Chatzer is we say, Gita v'chatzera bo'in ka'echad. That was a suggestion, the second suggestion of Rava. The Gemara questioned that, but ultimately Rava's opinion still stands. That's one approach. Or the approach of Dvei Rabbi Yanai in the name of Rav Kahana is that the chatzer, her chatzer is really not the Baal's, because she could simply say, Efshi bitakonas chachamim, and therefore she is saying that she's not interested in the mizonos. Similarly, just like she could say that, in our case, in our sugya, it was talking about that when she was an arusa, he said dinu dvarim, and when she's an arusa, then dinu dvarim works, because he's saying efshi b'takanas chacham. The Gemara continues, ahu shchimira. There was someone who was dying, the kas of lagita l'debaisu, and he wrote a get to his wife, bahadi panya demale shabsa, at Friday afternoon, close to Shabbos. What a generous time to write a get. Velo he speak, well, the reason he did it over here is this is a shchimira. He wants to make sure that she gets it before he dies. This is what Rav Shechter Shlita called on Thursday a get me'ava. It could very well be that the reason why he's writing his wife a get is so that she won't fall to Yibu. Either way, velo hispik l'meisva la l'macha. Velo hispik l'meisva la. And there wasn't enough time to give it to her. L'machar, the next day, takav le'alma. The world grabbed him. In other words, he was grabbed to the next world. But he hadn't yet died yet, but he was getting close. Now, Rashi explains, now we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because the get is muktza. This is interesting. I was zocha to learn in the Grus Kola with my Talmidim there, the halachos of muktza, and this is an interesting category over here, that the get is considered muktza. The Rashba and others, despite a few questions, explain that the reason why it's muktza is because the halacha of ein megarshin b'shabbos. The truth is that the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amebeis and Beitza delineates many things that are asur midrabanan to do. You can't do kedushin on Shabbos, chalitza, and not yibum. Interestingly, Taisus and Beitza Yudzayin Amid Aleph points out that the Mishnah did not mention that we don't do gerushin on Shabbos, but Taisus assumes and proves from our Gemara that it must be that the Mishnah left out Kedushin for a technical reason, but Gerushin is no different than Kedushin. If you can't do Kedushin because it resembles a Kinyan on Shabbos, you also would not be able to do Gerushin as well. So that is how Rashi learns our Sugya, that they weren't able to give the get because it was Muksa. Now they're scared that he's going to die before Shabbos is over. Also, Kameh de Rava. They came in front of Rava. Amalu Zilu. Amalu Likni Nihala. Lahu Duchta. Diyasa Begita, Vitezel E, Vitichud, Vitichtach, Vitachsikbe. The suggestion that Rava gave, before we translate all of the words in the Kinyan, is to have the husband be makne to the woman, yes, on Shabbos, that area, that she could be kona. We're going to see inside in a moment what that process of Kinyan was. Tosis de Barmaschel Vitezel points out that it must be that they didn't make the gzeira of kinyanim due to the fact that this was a shchimira. Tosis then goes on and deals with the question that we asked before, and that is that maybe the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say ein megarshin, even though Tosis says that there is a Tosefta that says this, is specifically because of our sugya, and that is that a shchimira, we would allow this process of gerushin to take place. So again, let's now see how the land would be given over to the woman, and then she would be kona.
That is, likne nahala lahu duchta yasa bagita. He'll be makna to the woman that area. V'tezel ihi, and she will go v'tichod v'tiftach v'tachzik bay. She will open and close the room that the get is lying by, and in that way she'll be kona with what's called kinyan chazaka. The snan, as we learned in Bava Basra and Mishnah and Def Beza Med Aleph, na gadar uparetz koshuhu, if he closes or locks or makes a change on the land, harezu chazaka, then she'll be able to be kona. Amar le Rav Ilosh le Rava, mashekinsa kansa isha, kana bala. But Rav Elish challenged Rava's suggestion. He said, but at the end of the day, whatever she's kona, her husband will be kona. Ichsef, Rava got upset that Rav Elish is making things difficult. What about his taina? Lesof igli milsa darusa havoi. It turned out that she wasn't an asua, but rather she was an arusa. And therefore, Rava defended himself. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Im Amru bin Asua, just because the halach is that you have a problem of Macha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, that even if she's going to be Kona Bichazaka, the get inside is never going to leave the husband's Rishus, because whatever she acquires automatically goes to her husband. Like we've been bothered already from the beginning of the Sugya on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. That's why the Gemara is telling the story of Ahu Shchim Meira. However, Yomru Ba'arusa, when it comes to Arusa, then in such a case, then the husband does not entitled to the peros. He's only entitled to the peros of the Nichse Mluk from Nesua, not from in Arusa. So that was Rava's response. Hadama Rava, and then, aside from pushing away Rav Ilush's question, then Rava developed a more concrete theory, as we saw above. Laishna Rusa Laishna Nesua, even when it comes to a Nesua, Gita V'chatzera Ban Ke'echad, he said, Gita V'chatzera happens at once, as we explained before. Va'amra Rava Meikar, but then we learn this already from Rava in the beginning. Why did Rava say, in this case it was an Arusa, and that's why it works, my suggestion works? He should have just said, you didn't understand that there's a concept of Gita V'chatzera Ban Ke'echad. Explains the Mara, Ki Amra Rava, Ahai Maisa Amra. Rava made this statement in the context of this story. He responded in regards to the chiluk between Arusa and Nesua, and then later on, Rava responded with a more broad rule that would explain all instances how being, if the woman gets the Rishus, that the Baal is Machnatur, the Rishus, then we say, Gita v'chatzei Rabban ke'echad, and then Rava would not have needed the teretz that he had given Rav Ilush, but rather Gita v'chatzei Rabban ke'echad would respond to Rav Ilush's question as well. We continue on in Nimzorei Heligi Gemara, Zakte Heligi Gemara, v'hi b'soich beisa. The halacha is that if he threw the get into the woman's rishus and she's in her house. So this is an interesting question. If we have this idea, let's go with the standard idea, Rava's Yisod, of Chatzera, Gita v'chatzera boin ke'echad, so then why do we even need her inside of the house? So there are two variables that the Amorayim are going to point out in our Mishnah. Number one is it has to be in her Rishus. Number two is she supposed to be nearby for a totally different reason that's not about how she acquires the get. Amar Ula v'hishoi medes b'tzad besa u'b'tzad chatzera. Ula infers from our Mishnah that there's another halacha that says that she needs to be standing next to Rishus. Rabbi Yishiyah Marfiluhi b'tveria v'chatzera b'tzipoiri. So I left you off with a question. What does today's daf have to do with being up north? Now we are talking about where I'm zocha to learn this with you. Let me just give you a little bit of a picture of the north of Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned to you, that I'm zocha to be learning this with you from Avnei Eitan, which is not far from Nov. Nov, that is also Nov Ir Kohanim, that was killed out by Shaul HaMelech when David escaped. That is on the west of the Kinneret. Many of you could picture in your mind the Kinneret. The way in which most of us travel from the center of Eretz Yisrael toward the north, toward the Kinneret, is we tend to go off into Tveria, which is on the east side of the Kinneret,
And that's how we traveled. We first stopped in Tveria, then we went around the north of the Kinneret, and then to the west of the Kinneret, the area of Chispin, Nov, and Avnei Eitan. To the east side of the Kinneret, from the western side of the Kinneret. Tveria is on the east of the Kinneret, and Avnei Eitan, Chispin, Tveria is on the western side of the Kinneret, and Avnei Eitan, Chispin, is on the eastern side of the Kinneret. In our Gemara, we're going to talk about Tveria. Tveria is, many of you, of course, are familiar that the way in which one goes to Tzfat is you continue north from Tveria. There was a city which was extremely, extremely important in the times of the Tanoim. My wife, as we were going up here, mentioned that this area is really the land of the Tanoim. Unfortunately, the Tanoim had to run away from central Eretz Yisrael due to the Romans. And as the Gemara describes in Sanhedrin and other places, the Sanhedrin actually went to Tzipori. So for those of you who've been Zocha to be on the Kinneret, so you have Tveria, and if you continue further north, here in Israel, it would be with road 90 to 89, so then you go to Tzfat. If you continue west from Tzfat, so then you would go to Tzipori. So that is our statement of Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Oishia amar filu hi b'Tveria v'chatzera b'Tzipori. Now that's a significant distance away. It's a nice half-hour ride from Tveria to Tzipori. You can imagine in the time of Chazal, if that's a half hour by car, that is a significant distance between the two. So even if she is in Tveria and her chatzar is in Tzipori, Tzipori being further northwest of Tveria, he b'Tzipori v'chatzaria b'Tveria. If she is in Tzipori or her chatzar in Tveria, migureshes, she would still be migureshes. Says the Gemara, v'hi b'soch besa u'b'soch chatzera k'tani. But what are you going to do? Ula makes a lot of sense. Ula fits well into the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that she was by her house. According to you, Rabbi Oishia, why do we have those words, besoch, besa, besoch, katsera, katani? Why do you have that? Answers Rabbi Oishia, achikamer. Vihi kemo she besoch, besa, vihi kemo she besoch, katsera. We consider it, even though she's in Tveria, she's by the kever of the Rambam. So then, in such a case, or she's she's sitting by the water on Tveria. Nevertheless, it's considered as if she's in her chatzar in Tzipori. The kivan the chatzar mishtameretz ladaita hi miskaresha. Since it's being guarded according to her das, in other words, it's protected, then in such a case, she's migureshia. So according to Ula, she needs to literally be staying there. According to Rabbi Oishia, she could be in Tveria. Suggest the Gemara, lema b'hakam efli. Let's say this is behind the machlokis. The mar saver chatzar mishum yad yoda israboi, umar saver chatzar mishum shlichus israbi. This is an important line in the Gemara, where the Gemara says there are two ways to understand how kinyan chatzar works. Either kinyan chatzar is considered like an extension of her hand. If you say that kinyan chatzar is an extension of her hand, one could argue that you need to be there. Her hand is not so long that it'll stretch apart, go all the way up road 90, and then turning to the left, turning towards the west, her hand is not so long. Chatzar mishum yoda is rabbi. Umar sav mishum chatzar mishum shlichus is rabbi. Another mandamer holds that, no, it's not an extension of her hand, it's rather her shliach. Now we know that a person could be in Tveria, and they can make a shliach in Tzipori. Says the Gemara, lo, the kuli alma chatzar mishum yoda is rabbi. Everybody holds that the chatzar is considered an extension of her hand. Mar sav ki yoda one manda amar Ula understands that she needs to be next to the chatzar. And one manda amar holds, no. V'idach im ma yoda b'dvuka af chatzera b'dvuka. If you're going to say it's literally like the hand, so then the chatzar has to be attached to her. Ela ki yoda. It just means it's like her hand. Ma yoda mishtamer sadaita. Just like yoda, it's mishtamer sadaita. She put in the lock. She put in the code. She knows how to open and close the door, so it's mishtamer sadaita. Af chatzara ha mishtamer sadaita. La fuke chatzar mishtamer shlomidaita. And the only time it's not going to work is if her chatzar in Tzipori is not guarded the way she would like, then she would not be kone. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to stop the daf over here with Ahu Gavra. I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, learning with you either late tonight or early tomorrow morning from Beit Shemesh to Bizoche to continue, and then we'll also have the new tally of what number daf in Shas, daf Ayin Ches and Meseches Gittin is. In today's daf, we wrapped up the sugyas of Misha Achso, discussing more of the halachos of Tnoyim in regards to a get. And we pointed out that according to Rabbi Yossi, it could be that if a person says that they want the get to be written, if they don't come after Yud Beis Chodesh, that there are times that even if the get wasn't written Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, or the inverse as well, if the get was written within Yud Beis Chodesh, depending on the formulation, it could be that the get would be a valid get. The Chachamim say that if the husband is asking for the divorce to take effect after Yud Beis Chodesh, the get always has to be written after Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara also then tells us different spans of time. When a person says La'achar Shavua, La'achar Shabbos, what do they mean when they say that? Then we had Perek HaZoirik, that we discussed that not only is a woman's hand kona, but even gago v'chatzera as well. The Gemara raises a fundamental question: how could she ever be kona in a chatzer masha kansa isha kona baila? And we had essentially two approaches. One is the conclusion of Rava that the Gemara uses many places in our Masechta, and that is that chatzera v'gita ba'in ke'echad, that even though really masha kansa isha kona baila, nevertheless, when the get is hitting the ground, she's both kona the chatzer and herself simultaneously, and her rights to the chatzer simultaneously, and masha kansa isha kona baila cannot take effect. Another suggestion is a technical suggestion where the husband had said that he didn't want any peros of the rishus, and that is based on the concept of ef shi b'takanas chachamim. We also had the sugya of Shchiv Meira, which raised some very interesting tangential questions about Muktzah on Shabbos, about a get being Muktzah, as well as being Kona on Shabbos. And it could very well be that the Mishnah in Beitza says that you can't be Mekadesh on Shabbos, but never mentions you can't be Megaresh on Shabbos, because there is an exception of Shchiv Meira that could be Megaresh on Shabbos. The way in which one would be Megaresh on Shabbos, according to Rava, is with the rules of Chatzera v'gita ban ke'echad, and the husband would be makne, an exception to the rule of not to do a kinyan Shabbos, would be makne his rishus to the woman on Shabbos, and then the chatzer that is holding the get is transferred to her, as well as the get, based on the idea of chatzera v'gita ban ke'echad. Finally, we had in our Mishnah in Azorik that if a person stands next to their rishus, and the case of Gerishin, if the woman is standing next to rishus, she is going to be kona. The Gemara points out that there are some who take the Mishnah literally. Ula takes the Mishnah literally. Rabbi Oshia says it's not. The Gemara suggests originally that it could be that Rabbi Oshia is assuming that chatzah works due to shlichus, while Ula holds that chatzah works due to yad. And the Gemara ultimately rejects that and says, according to everybody, it would be considered one's yad, but yad doesn't necessarily mean that a person needs to be there. It just means that one needs to have the area guarded for one's personal interest. In other words, it's considered mishtameres al yada, and we saw that even if one is in Tveria, which is on the west of the Kinneret, but much further south than Tzipori, that even if she is in Tveria and the get is in Tzipori, if she has a house in Tzipori and it's guarded appropriately, she will be divorced. While according to Ula is of the opinion, no, that the definition of Yad is Yada Smucha, and therefore she needs to be standing next to the Chatzer. If you take a look, the Ein Mishpat points out that the Rambam paskins like Ula. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Zayin in Maseches Gittin.